on this Thursday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, the 23rd day of September, and happily here in advance of the 9 o'clock opening of Montebella, the M1 Concourse in Pontiac. I think you're going to love everything that's going on here. Happy to have our next guest, head of global brand experiences at Ford Motor Company, Raj Register, who leads the team bringing Ford to life here at the Motorbella event. And Raj, nice to have you back on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Nice to be here. Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
How much fun is it for somebody who is the head? I mean, we didn't even have this title of a position 10 years ago, I don't know how many years ago. But, I mean, you're the head of global brand experiences. And that was probably would have been difficult in the old days. But, boy, today, with things like this, Motorbella, the future of auto shows, this has got to be a ball for you, Raj.
Oh, it is absolutely a ball. I think that this is the time to be in this space, especially from my perspective. This is not a rinse and repeat. We've had to be very disruptive. We've had to be very modern, but also focused on our community and our customers during this pandemic. And so I couldn't think of a better time. But also, as you mentioned, a better time to have fun with something, especially when Ford has so many exciting and iconic products that we've launched here lately.
Well, think of this. I'm going to mention them, and then you're going to walk us through them, Raj. The Built Wild Bronco Mountain Experience.
So the Built Wild Experience is really paying homage to our Bronco family. So there's a wonderful opportunity to see our Bronco Sport as well as our two-door and our four-door models. We have some exciting, I would say, courses that, you know, consumers can ride through, including Bronco Mountain. You can go either at a 38-degree incline or a 45-degree. There's a twitch ditch. There's water weighing. There's so many things, sand dunes that you can go through, and it's just a lot of fun. So many customers, they saw it on TV or, you know, streaming online when we did the reveal, and this is an exciting opportunity to get in those vehicles, have some fun, see how you can do that off-road capability. But then also consider, you know, what motto might be for you, work and play, as well as, you know, whatever you may do in your everyday life. So we're pretty excited about that experience.
Raj, you had me at Bronco Mountain. How about the Built to Electrify experience with that fabulous Mustang Mach-E?
Yeah, the Built to Electrify is also super exciting. So one of the things that we know that's really important is many customers don't understand, you know, how fun and how easy it is to own an electric vehicle. So part of it is an immersion, like a little bit of storytelling of, you know, educating and just really showing the ease of, you know, having an electric vehicle, as well as many of the pride points that come with, you know, helping our environment. But then also the Mustang Mach-E is just a fabulous vehicle. It's beautiful. It's fast. We do have a ride element where you can go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. And the technology is bar none. And so that's an experience we're also very proud of, as well as we'll be highlighting our brand new all-electric F-150 Lightning.
You know, there are two things. It's a double-edged sword, Raj, and not holding you responsible for all the power outages we're getting. But there has been concern about if some of these people went without power in one of these last storms for 5 days, and we think, oh, geez, if we're all electric with our vehicles, we're not going to be able to power our vehicles. On the other hand, you fix a lot of problems by having a generator on your truck that probably today, as I speak, is powering some homes that lost their power last night.
That's right. So think about this. If you had Sheriff Garage, there's a Lightning and there's a Mustang Mach-E. Maybe the Lightning could power the Mustang Mach-E to make sure that you have power if you lost any overnight.
Well, you got to look at the pluses and the minuses. Well, I have to look at the pluses and minuses. You don't. So anyway, what are you doing with Lincoln at Motorbella?
So Lincoln at Motorbella is also like super exciting for us. We have our complete lineup in our show display. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is just really highlight the quiet sanctuary that we have in that brand. Some of our highlighted vehicles are the 2022 Navigator, which is our Central Park theme. It's a beautiful vehicle. And one thing I'm very excited about is we are highlighting our aviator concept that we have with Shinola. And just to have a chance to partner with a Detroit-based brand, another company that also, you know, really highlights leather and luxury, I hope people go and check that out. It's a test and learn for us. And if we get good feedback, you know, that might be something that we see in the future. But then also with our electrical vehicles, we are looking to make sure that people understand what we have. So we have our Corsair Grand Touring in the station, as well as, you know, just, you know, showing other vehicles, you know, like the Navigator, the Corsair, and just really, you know, showing features like Lincoln Enhance and Lincoln Active Glide. So I hope everyone is excited about what they see, but it's a beautiful display, and the weather did not stop us.
No, and the weather doesn't stop your vehicles either, just as a note. And that Lincoln, that 2022 Lincoln Navigator, talk about elevating first-class travel. It's new exterior design elements, advanced technology. It's all great. It's all here at Motorbella. And that person having fun with all of this is Raj Register, head of global brand experiences at Ford Motor Company. And you'll see her out here with a big smile on her face at Motorbella. Thanks, Raj.
Great. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the time. Have a great one.
Well, you do the same thing. WJR.